From ProPublica, despite court order, NYPD failed to properly monitor stop and frisks by aggressive unit. More than a decade ago, a federal court found that the New York City Police Department had been unconstitutionally stopping and frisking Black and Hispanic residents. The ruling laid out required fixes, including something quite basic. The NYPD would review officers' stops to make sure they were legal. But for most of the past 3 years, the nation's largest police department failed to do that for a key part of an aggressive and politically connected unit as it stopped New Yorkers. The lack of court-required review was recently discovered and disclosed by the NYPD's Federal Monitor, which oversees the department's compliance with the 2013 stop and frisk decision. In all, more than 2,000 stops weren't properly reviewed, according to data from the monitor. The failure involved the Community Response Team, or CRT. A ProPublica investigation last year found that the unit had often sidestepped oversight as it went after so-called quality of life issues, such as unlicensed motorbikes and ATVs. The team's tactics, including high-speed car chases and its opaque operations, disturbed some NYPD officials, but the unit expanded significantly amid the support of then-Mayor Eric Adams. The lack of reviews is part of a pattern of the NYPD failing to deliver on its obligations under the long-standing court order. Officers across the department, for instance, have often not documented stops. The importance of reviews is particularly critical for aggressive teams like the CRT, which has a record of unconstitutional stops. It has also drawn hundreds of civilian complaints since it was created 3 years ago. More than half of the officers assigned to the team have been found by the Civilian Complaint Review Board to have engaged in misconduct at least once in their career, according to a ProPublica analysis of board data last year. That compares with just a small fraction of NYPD officers overall. Prior to its latest discovery, the Federal Monitor had raised alarms about the unit's behavior. A report last year said that only 59% of stops, searches, and frisks by CRT officers were lawful, a far worse rate than the NYPD's patrol units. Nearly all of the stops involved Black or Hispanic residents. In a letter to the court, the Federal Monitor said the newly discovered failure means the monitor's own figures on the CRT's rate of compliance with the Constitution is probably wrong. The actual rate, the monitor wrote, is likely lower than reported. The court-appointed monitor, Mylon Dennerstein, lambasted the NYPD and its failure to review the stops. The failure to audit these stops means unconstitutional stops, frisks, and searches went undetected, Dennerstein said in a statement to ProPublica. This is unacceptable. The city must do more and prevent this from happening. In a statement to ProPublica, the NYPD said it moved to fix the issues. Under Commissioner Jessica Tisch, the NYPD has taken significant additional steps to increase oversight and accountability. The monitor and the NYPD identified this error, and the NYPD is working collaboratively with the monitor to address it. For the first 2.5 years after the unit was created in 2023, the failure to properly review stops affected just part of the unit, which was led by top brass. But last fall, the issue became more widespread after the NYPD restructured the CRT to put officers stationed across the city under a central command. The move was intended to increase oversight of the team, which had new commanders. But in the process, stops for the entire unit, which had grown to about 180 officers, went unaudited. One of the unit's former commanders, John Chell, defended its record. "This team really changed the game," said Chell, who retired as the department's top uniformed officer last year. "Did we make mistakes? Sure. But we stabilized the city. We did our job." Lawmakers and civil rights advocates, however, have long criticized the CRT's aggressive policing and said the latest reporting failure underscores a need to disband the unit. "The community response team has operated with too little oversight and caused too much harm," said State Sen. Jessica Ramos, who has recalled being wrongfully stopped and frisked by the NYPD more than a decade ago. "A unit with this record should not continue." Lawyers at the New York Civil Liberties Union, one of the original litigants in the stop and frisk case, also called for the CRT to be shuttered. "These units have a long history of aggressive policing against people of color. They do more harm than good and they need to go." Mayor Zoran Mamdani, who took office in January and pledged during his campaign to reimagine public safety, has endorsed shuttering another unit that has drawn scrutiny for its heavy-handed approach to protests, but his office declined to address the rising calls to disband the CRT. "There is no basis for them," said Daniel Lambright, the organization's director of criminal justice litigation. "We're aware of issues raised about the community response team, as well as the steps the NYPD has taken to address them," a mayoral spokesperson said in a statement to ProPublica. the Mamdani administration is committed to improving public safety in a way that meets the needs and values of New Yorkers. When it started 3 years ago, the CRT focused on Adams' shifting priorities, such as cracking down on illegal motorcycles. The unit roamed the city proactively looking for crime rather than waiting for calls, the same approach once used by one of the NYPD's most notorious units. The CRT quickly developed a reputation for brutality. Just months after the unit started, one officer in an unmarked police car spotted a man on a dirt bike and swerved across a yellow line into oncoming traffic, hitting the motorcyclist head-on and sending him flying. The man later died from his injuries. The NYPD said that it punished the officer by taking 13 days of vacation from him. Department leaders told ProPublica that even they had a hard time overseeing the unit's work because it was essentially created off the books, a setup that ultimately led to the dropped reviews of stops. Officers who were part of the unit were often not formally assigned to it, meaning their conduct wasn't properly tracked. It was one of those teams where everyone is a ghost, one former department official told ProPublica last year. That approach extended to stop and frisk. When the Monitor learned about the CRT in the unit's early days, the NYPD assured the Monitor that it would not do many stops. Only later, the Monitor noted in a report last year, it discovered the team was frequently doing them. In 2025, the CRT recorded 1,400 stop and frisks, according to data from the Monitor and the NYPD. More than 900 were not properly reviewed. The post, despite court order, NYPD failed to properly monitor stop and frisks by aggressive unit, appeared first on ProPublica.